Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Legend of Star Crash by Dolores Cannon is a new age, an alternative history title built around a single, unusual case of past life regression. Cannon, known for her work as a hypnotherapist and psychic investigator, presents the material as information retrieved during hypnosis sessions, in which a client describes an existence as a male hunter living in a remote region of what is now Alaska and Canada, in a time portrayed as before later Arctic peoples arrived. From that starting point, the book develops a larger narrative, a crashed extraterrestrial craft, survivors struggling to adapt to Earth, and the possibility that interbreeding with local Aboriginal groups influenced later human lineages. Rather than arguing from archaeology or academic history, Cannon frames the book as an investigative report based on hypnosis-derived testimony, with implications that conventional accounts of the deep past may be incomplete. The purpose is to document the sessions, explore their meaning, and invite readers to consider the possibility of extraterrestrial involvement in human origins. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, past life regression as the book's central evidence. Cannon structures the book around the idea that hypnotic regression can access memory beyond the current lifetime and reveal coherent historical narratives. The sessions are treated as both therapeutic and investigative, with the client reporting detailed impressions of another life and environment. This approach is essential to the book's genre, positioning it does not present laboratory-style proof, but an experiential record that readers are asked to evaluate on its internal consistency and explanatory power. Cannon also places herself in the role of facilitator and interpreter, shaping the questioning and organizing the resulting storyline into a readable account. For supporters of regression work, the book functions as a case study illustrating how extended sessions can build a layered narrative rather than isolated images. For skeptical readers, it provides a clear example of the strengths and limits of this method, since the claims depend on subjective recall and the assumptions behind hypnotic access to hidden knowledge. Either way, the topic is central because every subsequent claim about ancient events and origins is routed through the methodology of hypnosis and the way Cannon analyzes what emerges. But secondly, an isolated hunter life in a prehistoric northern setting. A major portion of the narrative focuses on a life described as a male hunter living with a small, isolated community in a harsh northern landscape identified with the Alaska-Canada region. The setting is portrayed as remote and culturally bounded, with the group seeing itself as separate from other peoples and living close to the land. This depiction allows the book to explore survival themes such as hunting, movement across difficult terrain, and the social cohesion needed in extreme environments. It also establishes a baseline of human experience that contrasts sharply with the later introduction of non-human elements. By grounding the early material in day-to-day subsistence and a tight-knit community, the story creates a framework in which extraordinary events can be presented as disruptions to an otherwise comprehensible world. The isolation is also important to the book's speculative historical premise, because a secluded population provides a plausible narrative space for unusual contact events to occur without leaving widely recognized records. Even readers who treat the account symbolically can engage with it as an exploration of identity, memory, and the way a culture explains phenomena that fall outside its normal experience. Thirdly, the Star Crash legend and extraterrestrial survival on Earth. The book's defining idea is the retrieval of a legend in which an extraterrestrial craft crashes in the northern region and its occupants must cope with a planet that is not their own. Cannon presents the crash not simply as a sensational event, but as the origin point for a sequence of survival problems, environmental mismatch, physical vulnerability, and the challenge of enduring conditions that the newcomers are not adapted for. This framing shifts the extraterrestrial theme away from distant cosmic speculation and into a more anthropological question of what happens when a population is displaced and must integrate to persist. The narrative also broadens beyond a single incident by suggesting that non-human visitors have arrived at different times, sometimes intentionally and sometimes by accident, giving the story an episodic, long history feel. Within Cannon's overall body of work, this aligns with her recurring interest in contact experiences and hidden influences on human development. In this book, however, the crash serves as the central organizing myth that connects the client's regression material to a larger alternative account of the ancient past. Fourthly, interbreeding claims and questions about indigenous ancestry. One of the most provocative themes is the idea that the crash survivors could only continue their line by interbreeding with local Aboriginal peoples. Cannon presents this as a necessity driven by adaptation and survival, not merely curiosity or conquest. The implication raised by the book's promotional framing is whether traces of that lineage could persist in some American Indian tribes. Because the work is rooted in hypnosis-derived testimony rather than genetics, anthropology, or tribal history, the book operates primarily as speculative metaphysical inquiry, not a substantiated claim about any specific group. Still, the theme is important because it reveals the book's ambition and attempts to connect an extraordinary origin story to real human populations and thereby reframe questions of ancestry and deep time. It also highlights the ethical and interpretive stakes of alternative history writing, where intriguing narratives can intersect with living identities and cultural histories. Readers who engage critically can treat this section as an example of how New Age regression literature often moves from personal experience to sweeping conclusions, inviting careful reflection on what kind of evidence would be needed to support such links. Lastly, how the book fits Cannon's wider interest in hidden realities. Although The Legend of Star Crash is centered on one regression case, it connects to broader motifs associated with Dolores Cannon as an author and investigator. The book gestures toward a worldview in which ordinary history is incomplete and additional layers can be accessed through altered states and directed inquiry. In Cannon's broader catalog, readers often encounter themes related to non-ordinary contact, memory anomalies, and the idea that human experience may be shaped by forces not captured in mainstream narratives. In this title, those ideas are expressed through an origin-focused story rather than a broad survey, which makes it a comparatively contained entry point to her approach. The emphasis is on assembling a coherent narrative from session material, then considering its implications for human origins and long-term contact. This topic matters because it helps readers set expectations the book is not written as academic reconstruction, but as metaphysical investigation and storytelling that aims to expand possibility, approached in that spirit. It offers insight into how Cannon builds meaning from regression narratives and why her work resonates with audiences interested in spirituality, reincarnation, and alternative histories. In conclusion, The Legend of Star Crash is best suited to readers who are open to New Age approaches to memory and history, especially those interested in past life regression, reincarnation themes, and speculative accounts of extraterrestrial contact. It can also appeal to readers who enjoy investigative narratives where the author documents a process and follows its implications as far as they will go. The intellectual benefit is not primarily factual confirmation, since the book's claims rest on hypnosis-derived testimony rather than conventional evidence, but the challenge it offers to standard assumptions about where historical knowledge comes from. For readers exploring metaphysical traditions, it provides a focused example of how regression is used to construct an alternative origin story and how such stories can be interpreted as literal history, symbolic myth, or spiritual teaching, compared with many alien contact books that emphasize sightings or contemporary abduction accounts. This title stands out by framing its central material as a deep-time legend tied to a particular region and survival narrative. Compared with general reincarnation books, it is distinctive in how quickly the personal past life account expands into a broader theory of ancient contact and lineage. Read with discernment. It functions as both an intriguing story and a case study in Cannon's investigative style. If you would like to support Dolores Cannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.